This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Soma Feldmar is a local to Cortez and has recently made a call out to all poets and poetry enthusiasts. She has a PhD in English and put a book of poetry out in 2009, almost 13 years ago. Now that she is settled on Cortez, she is looking to gather with two regular groups, a writing poetry group and a sharing poetry group. I caught up with Soma to find out more about these new offerings she's hoping to compose. How long have you been on Cortez now?
I moved here in August of 2020, so just over 2 years.
Why have you decided to start to put together these gatherings, these groups now?
I finally feel ready. It's been something I've been thinking about for a long time. Many of you may remember that in October of 2020, September as well, I tried to get a letter printing press up on Cortez. That didn't happen, unfortunately. The actual letter press was sold out from under the group that I had gotten together. And it's been my dream ever since I got this, my parents' property and house, to share it. It only made sense to accept this bounty if I could eventually share it with people and serve the community. But also there's a slightly selfish reason, which is I need to get into poetry more. And I really believe in offering what one wants. I feel like it's time, and the winter is a good time to gather. And it seems like since the pandemic started, there's more possibilities of gathering these days.
Tell me a little bit more about these two different types of regular gatherings and groups.
So one of them is a writing group. It's for people who write poetry and want to improve their writing of poetry. And when I say improve, I mean make it so that they like it even more. Writing is often considered a very solo, solitary act. And a lot of it is, but a lot of writers want to know if their work is any good. And you need other people for that. And the work of engaging with the language, engaging with the text, I love it. It makes me happy. So I wanna do that with people.
And a little bit about your background in poetry. I know you have a PhD in English.
Yeah, I also have a Master's of Fine Arts in Writing and Poetry from Naropa University in Boulder, Colorado. Did get a BA there as well as an MFA. I went to Boulder the first time in 97.
You also wrote a book of poetry.
It came out in 2009, so it's been a long time. The PhD was really traumatic for me, and I am just barely getting back into my own personal writing practice. So that's another reason why it's taken me this time before I offer these classes or groups. Or I don't want to be a teacher, I just want to be an organizer.
So in these groups that you're hoping to create, there's more kind of collective collaboration and guidance and affirmation happening.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of the format of both the group where we're going to be like for poet enthusiasts, where it's not about writing or being a poet or a writer, it's just about loving it and wanting to hear it, read it out loud. Poetry has a life in sound, not just on the page. But and in the writing group, like I have no fixed format. I want whoever shows up to be engaged in how the groups work. But also, it's not just a social gathering. The poetry is the precedence, in a sense.
Beautiful. Do you know where you're going to have these gatherings?
I don't yet. I have thought about Manson's Hall. I know they've made a call out for programs and creative programs and community-type programs, so there's a possibility there, but that involves money, so I don't know. I also live in Whaletown, so I don't want to necessarily have to go to the South End all of the time, but I want to serve the community. So it's possible the location might shift and go back and forth from Manson's to Whaletown. I've thought about the Gorge Hall as a location, really good acoustics for reading. I've also thought of the Schoolhouse Gallery as a location. Yeah, there's options. Oh, and also possibly Linnea, of course, the education building, so that it's in the middle.
If people are excited about this as they're listening, how can they get in touch with you if they would like to be a part of either the poetry reading group or the poetry writing group?
And of course, you can be a you can join both. Email is probably the best way. It is S. Feldmar. S is in Sam, F is in Fred, ELDMAR @gmail.com. I suppose you could also call me, 935-6959.
So why is it so important to offer something like this to the community?
For me, it's important because the reason I love poetry so much is, and the kind of poetry I love, it helps make me a better human. And I want to share that. I want to create spaces for other people to engage in language that can make them a better human, which is how we construct our reality, how we communicate, how we leave self and go to other. And it's such a huge part of our lives. And I want to do that with people. In terms of both groups, it doesn't matter what kind of poetry you write, how long you've been writing it. It doesn't matter what kind of poetry you love and what kind of poetry you like sharing. It can be rhyming. It can be anything. Just, I want this to be really inclusive and really open. Yeah, that's really the main thing. If you're interested in reading or writing poetry, come on.
What initiated this gathering?
Yeah, initiated the call out. Because I've been thinking about doing this type of thing for a while. And I was at the Halloween bonfire and fireworks at the old schoolhouse art gallery. I was all dressed up and handing out chocolate bars to the kids. And later in the evening around the bonfire, I was talking with some people and my PhD in English came up and I said it was in poetics. And turns out I knew that, but as soon as I said focus in poetics or poetry, his face lit up. He was like, oh, wow. And he was very enthusiastic, and it inspired me, like, okay, it's time to offer the groups.
So any abilities, all types of poetry, writer, would you like to elaborate on that at all?
I have a sense that there's a lot of musicians on the island. I want to open the writing group specifically songwriters and people who are working on lyrics, because those are poems. And for the reading group, people can come and read them, but I do want to say it's not a song group. It's not a place to come and share your music, but you can come and share your lyrics.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada, and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.